Hello and welcome to the Carnegie Report. It is November 2019. I'm Gary Peer.
And I'm Leo Samuel.
You are indeed, Leo. There's so much going on. It's been an interesting last, I guess, really, 6 months, I suppose you could say. Well, ever since July, of course, when we merged and joined the Thompsons, there's been so much going on. There's been so many more people that have been involved in renting properties, in leasing, in managing, in selling, in listing, in auctioning. We've now got three auctioneers just in your office alone.
That's right.
Tell us how things have changed for you.
Things have been great since since July 1 with the Thompson merger. There's been fantastic. Yep. Also helped with the federal election result. A lot of confidence out there in terms of the market. But
that's
it's been
sure.
really, really well. I'm proud to say, literally, Gary, since the beginning of the year, we've only had one property remain unsold within the Carnegie office.
Since all year, is that
yep.
right? One listing?
One listing
that's
remained.
That's unbelievable. So we must be at 99.something percent. That's extraordinary. And good to see David Thompson doing so well. He's out there auctioning for us now as our third auctioneer, in addition to Graham. And it's great to have his depth of experience
just,
on board as
it's
well.
Just like, it's like a reincarnated young man now. He's doing so well. It's
well, he was always youthful, but I think now he's got...
He's even more hip, is that
exactly
what you're trying
right.
to say?
Yeah. If it was ever possible
the
to be more hip.
The muso he is, as well as a gun agent.
A lot of people don't know that about David. He is a bit of a muso. And of course, he's been part of a property group called the Property Profile Group, of which I've been part of for years. And of course, every year of the conference, he's pushed up into the piano and off he goes. But he's also doing, with a band, songs that are like 70 songs or whatever. I'd love to come and see him, but anyway, if you want to see a great auctioneer and a musician and an all-rounder wonderful sales agent, call David Thompson.
And a great community man as well. He was doing his thing at the St. Pat's School Fete in Dalney Road last
Saturday.
Was he
auctioning or both?
He was with our coffee van. He was raising money for the school and, doing his thing. Good on you, David.
Lovely to have you involved and so entrenched and active and engaged. And, of course, it's interesting because also Graham Callan's also very involved in the community.
Yeah,
he's on the Traders Association and always doing things for various people in government. And, of course, himself a great auctioneer. And just sold a property on the weekend. And was it Mount Waverley or Glen Waverley?
Mount Waverley. He's selling in Mitcham. He's selling everywhere. Yeah. And you can't miss him. He loves wearing the badge down Koonang Road.
You can't miss Graham. He's everywhere. Anyway, we all are everywhere. We've got a great team firing up in Carnegie, doing work all over Melbourne. But let's talk a bit about the Carnegie results because we've had a great auction in Oakley Road.
Yes, an amazing result there. Got to love eight bidders at an auction. Can you remember years ago of having eight bidders at many auctions? I had 13 a few months ago, but having another eight on this one, 100,000 over the reserve, wanted 570 for this two-bedroom courtyard apartment, sold for 670 in the end for most lovely clients of mine that live interstate, flew in for the auction day and, they were surprised.
They went home in business class on the next flight, but well done to them.
There's Virgin and Jetstar have first class, it's only business.
Jetstar have got called Star Class.
Okay.
And Star Class on Jetstar.
Rides on time.
What they do is they give you actually the soda water they give you actually has some bubble in it.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Flat, yeah.
Exactly right. And they don't abuse you when you're in Star Class when you go Jetstar. No, that's not true. But I'm not a big Jetstar lover. I've had my experience with them that wasn't good and I haven't forgiven them yet. But Virgin, they also have a business class section, which is very nice as well. But I don't really see the value. I'm happy just to go economy. For me anyway, I'm not quite in that league yet. What about you, Leo? You economy traveller still?
Yeah, very much so.
I don't know how we got off track so badly. Anyway, let's go on to Rosanna Street, Carnegie.
Yeah, you joked around last month with this Rosanna song by your favourite band, Toto.
Yeah.
David Thompson told this one before auction to the lovely couple who's looking to potentially utilise the land there. So for $1,416,000, the demand for land in Carnegie, you got to get your hands on quick because they keep going up.
Yeah, well above reserve and expectation, but people are jumping in now as they should be because there's further price increases anticipated, Leo, and that's what it looks like is going to happen. 27 Huntley Street, Glen Huntley, Rosen's auction, that one.
It's a really nice subdivision, this one on the corner Station Street in Glen Huntley, sort of a row of townhouses, sort of neo-Victorian terrace type set up there. Sold for $990,000 shortly after the auction. But lovely home too.
4244 Koonang Road. Well, I auctioned that one on the weekend for Glenn Bricker. We were expecting to get somewhere in that sort of mid sixes, maybe low sevens. Well, suffice to say, it's undisclosed, but it ran away by tens of percents from those figures. It was a really incredible result. But it was a unique property.
And all those viewers that we would have watched our auditions the last 2 months seeing our clearance rates with those single level viewer units, they just keep getting better in terms of
incredible
pricing, but the demand, the numbers are huge that are coming through. We've got a few which we'll cover on after, but I'm really happy with that result for Glenn and his client.
264 Lillingwell Road, Ormond, another competitive auction
there. Yeah, fantastic auction that Jack had listed. I'd auction it for him. Also another auction with eight bidders. It seems to be a running theme. Sold for $814,000 on a reserve of $720,000.
So congratulations there to purchaser and vendor alike. We've got some great listings coming up. 7 Lord Street, Caulfield East. We love Caulfield East. Take us through this terrific property, Lord.
Lord Street is a beautiful offering. It's right next to the... if all those Caulfield East folk would know where Granger Cafe is,
yes,
on the corner of Grange Road and Lord Street. Yep. So a few doors down, you've got this lovely single-level home, beautiful courtyard garden at the front, some car parking, but most beautiful presentation by my vendors there, and had good numbers through it so far, Gary.
Malvern East are suburbs that we are very active in. It's just across the road, across Dandenong Road, and we've got this wonderful property on Malvern Road, Malvern. Can you take us through that?
Yeah, it's a lovely one-bedroom apartment underneath sort of a commercial-type setting there, not far from that sort of Malvern-Toronga Road end of Malvern. Great opportunity for a first-time buyer investor for that one.
Narwin Road has a silent G.
Yeah,
but it is a Narwin Road, but I don't think it'll be a silent auction. I think it'll be a very busy one. Take us through this terrific offering.
Narwin Road, I've been representing our vendors on behalf of myself and Jack, and yeah, the numbers have been really great for this 3-bedroom single level home. Nestled in the middle, one of three, really good numbers coming through this one. Beautiful outdoor areas as well, but a really good floor plan with a separation from kitchen and living, going really, really well.
Toorak Road, Glen Iris, just a little north of our office, but we service Glen Iris, we love it there. Take us through this property too.
Yeah, this is in the Taronga Village complex there, one of the towers there next to the old Coles Meyer building there. Yep. Going really, really well in terms of sort of downsizes, looking at this luxury apartment. Beautiful views as well. I'm doing something different there, Gary, doing a bit of a midweek twilight auction.
Do you know what used to be on that site before you were born, probably? Or where were you
originally? Gandalf Group, was it like a village there?
I'll tell you what was there. There was a drive-in cinema.
Oh, no way.
A drive-in screen there. And I'll tell you why I remember. I didn't sneak in, but what I did do is there was a time in the 70s where they showed adult movies at the drive-ins, right? So what I would do is I used to get my bike, me and my mate rode our bike up to Toorak Road up on the hill, and there we were watching the adult movie, getting an education.
Danny Zuko stole from Greece.
It was quite extraordinary. I mean, I don't know how drivers you'd get, because you could drive down Toorak Road, you'd see the movie or something, you'd see it all happening. I don't know how you could actually keep your eyes on the road.
But not many drive-ins now. There's Germana
There used to be one in Sandringham. There used to be a double in Clayton. There used to be one in... Oakley, there was one, of course, there in Toorak. That was the closest one. There was another one somewhere else down the Bayside. Anyway, drive-in cinema is something of the past, but oldies like me remember. And that site, there was one right there. There was another one further down on Toorak Road, actually just near Box Hill in Burwood. Another one there. Anyway, Atkinson Street. Let's talk about that property in Murrumbina.
Yeah, it's a lovely,
that's a beauty.
Lovely townhouse there for the clients that I'm selling for. I actually sold the other half off the plan 2 years ago. They've been residing in this one. It's a beautiful Carter Grange townhouse. Also, just a great offering in terms of someone wanting something brand new. Fantastic. 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. Check that one out.
And don't Carter Grange do a great job? Railway Road, Carnegie, another fantastic address. Take us through this property.
Another single level villa that we've listed off the back of so many recent sales. Also started last weekend. Great numbers through. 2 bedroom villa, you know, one of 3 at the block. Great street appeal. Check this one out. Close to the Corfe Bears footy club that we sponsor in the old Carnegie Pools.
You were telling me that this property in Parkdale sounds like a great investment. Tell me why.
Single level villa units. Yep. Price point where we're expecting this one, sort of high fours, early fives. Mentone Parkdale. It's a great pocket, just not far from Southland. But as we move out of sort of the Hamptons and the Heights, the Chelsea. That pocket there, I reckon, has got good growth in time.
Talking about Mentone, Houston, we have a problem, but not in Houston Street, Mentone. Take us through this terrific property.
A fabulous dual occupancy, the rear house of one of two, plenty of accommodation in terms of space there. Also great offering for someone that wants something better than an apartment, someone that wants something better than something in a subdivision of 5, 6 or 7, but 2 on the block at the rear and presented really, really well.
We finish off in Nearham Road, Carnegie, another great looking property. I know Simon Radonic's going to be auctioning this. Can you tell us a little about it?
3 bedroom villa units, subdivision of 4, fabulous offering, close to the action of Kunang Road and close to public transport. Single level buyers, check that one out too.
Now, this is a bit Rain Man-like, Leo, because he's talked about these properties that I've sort of talked about, introduced, and he's not looked down once. So he actually has done his homework, and that's one of the extraordinary things.
I know my listings. I know my area.
You do know your area well. It's one of the extraordinary things I love about you. I try to catch him out all the time. I can very rarely do it. He's just got this incredible memory, retains information, some trivial information, some stupid and useless information, but nevertheless retains it anyway. So we're seeing prices on the move. We've seen prices have moved up probably at least 10%. We've just heard from the REIV that there's been a 4% median increase in the last, I think, quarter. But things are really happening out there, aren't they?
They very much are.
Lots of bidders, lots of buyers. If you want to sell this year, you have got time. But you've got to move, don't you?
Definitely. Well, yeah. Whatever you're listening now, Gary, literally maybe 3 weeks for this year. If not, it's for February, March 2020.
And for someone that wants to sell next year, is it too early to jump on board?
Not at all. Happy to have discussions now and strategies around that. But look, to get in now, market's hot, get in. Ton of buyers that we're working with. But yeah, love getting the listings in and preparing them for sale. But, you know, with auctions, 8-13 bidders that we've had a mix. But look, one thing I want to mention, though, there's been new precedent being set the last few weeks. It'll be interesting to see if the market continues as well. But the demand for the areas that we're covering, it's just huge and the supply is limited.
If you want to take advantage of the heat, sell now, do it. If you want to punt next year, or even some people are saying to us right now, look, if I can get it sold now, I will. Otherwise, I'll go to the market next year. Put it on your books, and if you've got to buy now, we'll do it. Otherwise, we'll go full steam ahead next year. So plenty of options for vendors out there. Not as many options for buyers as there has been traditionally because the stock level's still down, but there are some good offerings. This is the time of year where you're going to find the most offerings this next 5 or 6 weeks. So get out there and get yourself ready to buy in November or December 2019.
And just to add to that, Gary, as well, feel free to discuss any sort of buying and selling needs with any of the consultants for our office.
Sure.
Proud to say we're the only agency with two offices in postcode 3163. Recently had the rebranding at 71 Murrumbina Road, the
ex-Old
Thompson office. It looks fantastic.
Looks
there. Underneath the sky rail there, but all good and happy to have a chat anytime.
Well, someone said they're on the train and they can see our offices along there. We can just keep going along every station, I suppose, until we get all the way to Sydney. Anyway, that's a big wrap on the Carnegie Report for November 2019. I'm Gary Peer.
And I'm Leos Samuel.
We'll see you next time.